This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. And this is the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, which means this is Lock and Load. And this is the latest chapter of the weaponized woman. And, of course, the guest host of that will be Tatiana Whitlock, who is so many things. And if I go into her her resume, then the show will be over. So, you know, we're not going to do that. And her guest today, now I have seen her handwriting. I have received things from her. I have, and I've never spoken with her, but she goes by a call sign, or she used to go by a call sign, and it was Hot Sauce, and I'm talking about Lynn Davis of Dark Angel Medical. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Lynn, it's so nice to speak with you finally after all of this time. I mean, I
too, Bill.
Yeah. So, anyway, as I was telling Tatiana, I'm going to sit back and let you ladies go at it and do what you're going to do. And I may, in the fourth segment, Tatiana, I may want to ask you about some stuff in Florida, since a lot of women are teachers, and you know, just get your take on that in the fourth segment. But please, by all means, the weaponized woman is in motion. Take it away, ladies.
Wonderful. Thank you, Bill. Well, thank you for joining me, Lynn. I was so excited to have you join us on the show. And, of course, given recent events, there are some topics that I think are very timely and pertinent for families and individuals, whether they are participants within the concealed carry and firearms community or not. So we have lots of options for them and information that we can share. But to introduce you to our audience, I met you and co-founder Carrie Davis of Dark Angel Medical at SHOT Show 5 years ago. And since then, there's rarely a day that I don't have one of your med kits or your Dark Angel mini kits with me. There certainly isn't a class that I teach or attend where there isn't one of your med kits on my belt and in my range bag. For those who aren't familiar with Dark Angel Medical, it is an incredible company that offers training and emergency trauma care kits of a variety of shapes and sizes to cover a variety of types of injuries. And Dark Angel Medical has set the national standard, in my opinion, for emergency trauma medic training. And Lynn, tell us a little bit about Dark Angel as a whole.
Well, let's see. We started the company back in August of 2011 and launched our first products in January of 2012. And both my co-founder and I were paramedics, and people were always asking, what do you keep in your car? What do I need as a minimum? And we're like, you know, there seems to be a need out there for people to know what to carry, just the basic trauma care that people could need in any type of situation, whether it was something at the range or just a car accident on the road and you want to try to help people. So we have been trying to fill that void and say, you know, unfortunately we live in a society today that you need to be prepared, and trauma seems to be one of those areas that people are a little frightened of, and we're trying to make it to where people aren't as scared to take participation and be a participant in trying to help someone else.
I couldn't agree more. Now, for people who are interested, there's a lot of medical training out there, and there's a lot of people who know how to put a Band-Aid on, but you're speaking and delivering this information from a place of knowledge. You are in the USAF and ROTC. Tell folks about your background.
Okay, so I grew up in Boulder. I went to a small university in Lexington, Kentucky called Transylvania University, and I went through ROTC at the University of Kentucky. Went on active duty for about 6 or 7 years, and then I decided it's time to hang up my dog tag, so to speak, and decided to become a paramedic. And that's where I met my business partner, and ended up riding around on a truck in Montgomery, Alabama, trying to help people that were hurt injured or whatever. And that's where everything started.
So, you know, you actually get to speak from a place of knowledge and from a place of experience. And that's something in the training community that is really valuable, especially in this environment. I get often asked to, can you show us how to put a tourniquet on? And my answer is, I can do it myself, but I am not a trainer for this. And I direct people to Dark Angel as a resource for the materials and for the training. And we'll talk a little bit more about the training and what that scope is. But explain to people, what are the key components that go into one of your everyday carry kits? What are those key things that are in there that they will need?
Well, I would say the key things that people would need in an emergency kit for everyday carry, or even to keep even in their car, would be something that would stop the bleeding. So a hemostatic agent of some type that they could use, a tourniquet that would stop the bleeding as well, a pressure bandage that helps soak up the blood and also can be used as an additional tourniquet if needed, and a plastic bag for closed chest injuries and things like that. Basically, your body's designed to be a closed system, so if you have a hole, especially somewhere on your front or your back, you need to close the system back off. So that, I would say those are the top three or four things that you would need in a kit.
And you have kits of all sizes. There's the tiny mini one that fits in your pocket to kits that can serve as multiple individuals. So if you have a team, there's enough materials there that a team could dive in and help a larger group of people, correct?
Absolutely. We have it, trying to get it to every price point and size. I always keep a mini kit in my purse at a minimum. I always keep two or three of our flagship items that we call the Dark in my car. And then we do have a bag that's big enough that would fix a team of up to 10 people that would be excellent for like a range bag or, you know, a public venue where you might see more trauma or might need to get to stuff more accessible.
So which one do you carry on a daily basis? What's in your pocketbook right now?
What's in my pocketbook right now is the Everyday Carry Kit that we have. It's a new kit that we launched back in January. It's small. It has a tourniquet. It has all the other things that I described earlier with the hemostatic agents and things like that. And it's small, so it can go in any bag that I carry. Prior to that, before we launched the Everyday Carry Kit, I had a mini, which is tiny. It's about the same size as a man's wallet, and it's flat, and it fits in everything.
Is that what you call the pocket doc now? Was that the pocket doc? Because I've got a pocket doc.
So the pocket doc's a little bit larger. The mini's
okay.
A little smaller than that pocket one.
Okay. I still carry one of those myself.
Great. That's awesome. Kerry carries the mini in his front pocket of his jeans everywhere he goes.
I joke and call the mini the no excuses kit. It is so small and so convenient. There is absolutely no excuse for you not to have that one at a minimum. It's something I talk about in every class and in every concealed carry program. It's something I put out on the table, and it shocks people how that one small kit has enough to keep blood in the body where it belongs long enough for paramedics to get to you if you do it properly. And of course the circumstances are correct. So Lynn, how can people find out more about Dark Angel Medical? We'll dive into some information about training in the next segment. We'll talk about the saves that Dark Angel Medical has contributed to, the lives that have been saved as a result. But where can people go to find you online?
Well, you can go to www.darkangelmedical.com, and that brings up our website. We have, I think it's a pretty good website. It answers most questions. We do have a live feed that if it's during daytime hours, someone will give a question, can write into us, and someone will get back to you with an answer in a timely fashion. You can also see us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Perfect. Bill, do you have any final thoughts before we cut to break?
Well, I don't have enough time to have any final thoughts. I have some when we get back. DarkAngelMedical.com. I've been carrying the Dark Kit for years. I have three of them. I can attest to them. I'll give you a little testimonial when we get back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest Lynn Davis from Dark Angel Medical. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
month, we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The gun stock is actually going to be the interface between you and the gun, and Boyd's makes one that is so ergonomic that you actually feel like you're sort of like symbiotically joined. I mean, it becomes something like your DNA becomes linked. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, as part of the subterfuge, as the left tries to take this latest school shooting and turn it into a Republican right-wing Second Amendment NRA member toting, you know, something like that, anything to make it look like it was one of us, one of the we're the criminals in waiting. They have been investigating to see whether this Yahoo, this kid has been trouble since he was 12. Everybody's talking about, well, he had a really rough time, you know, his stepmother died, and he was giving her a hard time when he was 12. So they've been looking to see who he associated with. Now, on the other hand, we're constantly being told that, you know, Omar Mateen and, the San Bernardino people, those guys were lone wolves. Anyway. This is what we get. Local law enforcement sources have so far not found a connection between accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz and a Tallahassee-based paramilitary group. Or a militia. As in, you know, the Second Amendment militia type. Leon County law enforcement sources told the Tallahassee Democrat that they could not find information linking Cruz, 19, to the Republic of Florida militia, as first reported by the group's self-proclaimed leader, Jordan Jarab. Leon County Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Grady Jordan said investigative work Thursday did not yield any connections. We're still doing some work, but we have no known ties between ORF, Jordan Jarab, or the Broward shooter. Jordan and other law enforcement sources declined to confirm whether they had spoken to Jarab on Thursday. Jarab said that Cruz was a member of his organization earlier today, I guess, and though now he says he was confused when questioned, and then the story is still developing. a hoax. It was being, and everybody fell for it. Everybody in the news fell for it. I'm looking at all the Twitter feeds that came off of this, and everybody, you know, I understand everybody's looking for a reason. The reason is this guy was evil. This kid was evil. And had the right things been in place, he would be dead. And unfortunately, the right things were not in place. And he was able to kill 17 people whose only crime was existing where they were supposed to be. He went back to his former high school, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas in Parkland, and he shot and killed 17 people. He wounded at least a dozen more. And whether he was flagged as a threat to students in the past, that remains to be confirmed. The Miami Herald reported that Cruz, who was expelled from the school, was the subject of a warning email last year from the administration, flagging him as a threat and stating he was not allowed on campus with a backpack. Okay, listen to me. A warning email should be followed up by something a little stronger, maybe a visit from the sheriff's department. You know, the sheriffs don't want to go investigate these things. They don't want to come around a corner and find a shot child. They don't. They would do this. They would work with you on this. Cruz was initially reported as an associate of a local white nationalist group, the Republic of Florida, but that seems doubtful because local law enforcement can't find any evidence of any such ties. And the leader of the group saying he was misunderstood and confused when questioned. ABC News reported on the now debunked link with the Associated Press tweeting about it as well. And that's a dead end. Everybody here that is trying to pin this on gun advocates, pro-gun advocates, any sort of association or extremists that you would say, you know, you say the NRA is an extremist group and everything else. You need to just take a moment and take a breath and let this unfold, because you're not going to get gun control out of this. I can tell you that right now. Let's see. Backtracking from his initial remarks,
The leader of a white nationalist militia Thursday night appeared to walk back his earlier statements. Law enforcement in Tallahassee said they had no record of Cruz being part of the organization. Jordan Jarrab, the leader of the Republic of Florida, told the Anti-Defamation League Thursday that Cruz participated in paramilitary drills in Tallahassee. Someone posting under his name on Gab, a social media site popular with far-right extremists, complained about getting criticized over a prank, claimed that there was a misunderstanding, and said he received a bunch of conflicting information. And yet, despite that, there's still this whole thing, and where the FBI fumbled this. And right now, the FBI special agent in charge told reporters that agents, after reviews and checks, could not identify the user behind the YouTube comment. He's actually spoken out. He's out there. I've seen pictures of him. Ben Benight, the Gulfport bail bondsman who goes by Ben the Bondsman on YouTube, said in a video posted Wednesday night that he spoke to FBI agents in September about a comment left on one of his videos by someone with the username Nicholas Cruz. I'm going to be a professional school shooter. In the video, he says he immediately reported Benight. How come I can find this and the FBI can't? How come anybody can find this and the FBI can't? You know. There's going to be a whole lot of stories come out about this, like what could have been done to prevent this shooting. Like with Aaron Alexis, the Navy Yard shooter, his rampage could have been prevented if that all those discussions with that stupid microwave had been reported. He would have lost his clearance, barring him from the facility. And now you've got this YouTube user. He did everything. He did the exact right thing. And it went nowhere. And a lot of what is said on social media needs to be taken with a grain of salt. In the comment section, and Benight alluded to this point, saying, I wish that the information could have prevented this from happening, but it was a generic comment. You know, people say things. Well, that's what you have the FBI for. If the FBI, if you're not going to take action on this, why is the NSA collecting everything? Could somebody answer that for me? Why is the FBI, why is the NSA, why is everybody wanting to listen to everything going on? And then we call you up and say, hey, here's a tip. You guys are like, well, we're working on that. We got these text messages going back and forth. We don't want Trump to be elected. Oh, no, that ship's already sailed, hasn't it? Well, we better just, you know, we're right now in defense. We've got the wagon circle. We're sorry. We can't really act on this right now. Proper protocol not being followed. Okay. Big deal. Yeah. Guess who's got a little more blood on their hands today? Besides the shooter, because he's got a lot on him. He's got all of it on him. FBI, you could have done something about it a month ago. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This is the way to rejuvenate that old weapon, that old rifle, that old shotgun. You don't have to wait. You can go for it right now. Boydsgunstocks.com. All right. You've been hearing it on the news and everything. New details have emerged concerning Nicholas Cruz. And I'm going to make this statement right now. Maybe if the FBI was to be concerned with what they're supposed to be doing, which is, I don't know, law enforcement, maybe if they were to follow that protocol instead of worrying about who's running for election, some of these things would not slip under their radar. They failed to follow proper protocol after a person close to the Florida school shooter called the FBI tip line to warn that Cruz had a desire to kill people and could carry out a school shooting. This was all admitted to today. They failed to act on the tip, which came a little over a month. A month before Cruz killed 17 people at a Parkland, Florida high school this week. They have a statement that they have put forth. On On January 5th, 2018, a person close to Nicholas Cruz contacted the FBI's public access line, PAL, tip line, to report concerns about him. The caller provided information about Cruz's gun ownership, desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts, as well as the potential of him conducting a school shooting. Under established protocols, the information provided by the caller should have been assessed as a potential threat to life. The information then should have been forwarded to the FBI Miami field office, where appropriate investigative steps would have been taken. We've determined that these protocols were not followed for the information received by PAL on January 5th. The information was not provided to the Miami field office, and no further investigation was conducted at the time. No kidding. So glad that you could come to that conclusion. FBI Director Chris Wray, we are still investigating the facts. I am committed to getting to the bottom of what happened in this particular matter, as well as reviewing our processes for responding to information that we receive from the public. It's up to all Americans to be vigilant, and when members of the public contact us with concerns, we must act properly and quickly. There's a punchline to all this that I'm going to hit you with in just a second. He continued on, we have spoken with victims and families and deeply regret the additional pain this causes all those affected by this horrific tragedy. How big of you. All of the men and women of the FBI are dedicated to keeping the American people safe and are relentlessly committed to improving all that we do and how we do it. Now, this admission is just the latest in a trend of the agency missing mass shooters before it's too late. They similarly dropped the ball before mass shootings in Orlando and Charleston, among other mass murders. The point to this is the point to this. Gun grabbers can bite my butt at this point. If the swamp were drained, if the FBI had not been weaponized by Barack Obama, and I'm sure it's been, Bush maybe had a little bit to do with that too. If they were a law enforcement agency and not worried about, Trump maybe winning the election, maybe some of these things might not get missed, you know. Getting out there and claiming, it's one thing for me to be sitting here offering hopes and prayers for these parents. It's quite another thing for them to get out there and say, we regret any additional anguish this, causes the families of these people that lost kids. The family of that coach that died, who is an unarmed security officer as well as a coach there, by the way. So, Dylan Roof, who shot 9 people in 2015, he was able to purchase his weapon because of errors by FBI agents during the background check process. Omar Mateen, who pledged allegiance to ISIS before killing 49 people at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, similarly fell through the cracks. The FBI investigated him twice before the slaughter and ruled him not a threat both times. The FBI knew about Fort Hood shooter Army Major Nidal Hassan. They knew he'd been in contact with Anwar el-Awlaki, but declined to investigate him. And a congressional probe found they had failed to alert the Army about Hassan, and the shooting could have and should have been prevented. And he killed 13 people and wounded dozens of others in the 2009 shooting. They similarly missed opportunities to stop Tamerlan Tsarnaev, one of the brothers behind the 2013 Boston bombing. Russia warned the United States that Tsarnaev had associations with Islamic terrorists, led an FBI task force to question the future terrorist, and the agent who interviewed Tsarnaev closed the probe, having found no link or nexus to terrorism. They were alerted a year later that he was leaving the country for Dagestan, but declined to interview him or stop him from leaving the country. They said later the failure to interview Tsarnaev was huge. Another school shooter was on their radar. He killed 2 students in a New Mexico high school just 2 months ago. And although the killing doesn't meet the government's definition of a mass shooting, the shooter was known to the FBI. And they investigated the shooter, 21-year-old William Atchison, in 2016, after he commented online about committing a mass shooting. So, interestingly enough, I find it incredibly interesting that they're looking to take guns away from us while at the same time everybody's doing what everybody says we should do. Somebody, if you hear something, say something, right? We say something and they don't listen. And then the tragedy goes off anyway. Now, whoever was the supervisor in charge of the POW line, he needs to be called to the carpet. The person that took the phone call needs to be called to the carpet. Whoever processed that call needs to be taken to the carpet. And we need to, you know, if we're going to drain the swamp, let's start at one spot and let's go after everybody in that chain of command. And then let's go back and look at everybody else in the chains of command that have failed. Let's look at the people with the NICS that let Roof get through. Because I don't like violence. As a gun owner, I don't like to see violence. But what I really don't like is all of these things slipping under the radar here. This is beginning to look a little bit like one of two things. You are either radically incompetent or you're letting it happen. And if you're letting it happen, why? And if you're radically incompetent, get out. I can't believe, well, you know what, if I was this Ray cat, which I know he's a, he hasn't been in the job, what, a month yet? 2 months? I don't know how long he's been in the job. I don't know that he necessarily needs to go, but he needs to start going down the door, down the halls, knocking on doors, throwing pink slips under doors, sticking them on people's foreheads, stapling them to their chest, something. He needs to be getting rid of some people. Because FBI, you're fumbling the ball. You're not a political, this is not some political spy master thing. You're not the Podesta version of Jason Bourne. You are supposed to be blind. You're supposed to be watching out for America. The people that you're trying to disarm in a lot of cases. I might be a little incensed over this one. I don't know if you can tell that. But we're going to take a moment here. I'm going to test my resting pulse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. And here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
These are all designed to give you that ergonomic edge, which makes bringing the weapon up, getting it on target, firing it repeatedly, over and over and over, which is the same thing as repeatedly, and being comfortable while you do it. Ergonomic excellence. Check them out. Boydsgunstocks.com. I read the stuff by a guy named C.S. Boddie, B-O-D-D-I-E. In March of 1999, he was a part-time reporter at the Columbine Community Center, or Courier, excuse me. And he took off for a mission trip in Honduras. And they were in Copan, and they were around a Catholic church during Mass. And a bunch of people had come into Copan that the night before and killed a few young people. The priest at the church was yelling at people at the congregation, "Why are you people not watching your sons?" When he came back to Colorado, he wrote a story of that trip for their publication. And he went from there to cover small stories in the community, such as the dedication of a new playground to an elementary school. When he was driving home from a dentist appointment, that morning he was passing Columbine High School, and just south of the school, he saw two young men dressed in black dusters walking towards Columbine, and they looked into each other's faces and strode up the sidewalk with smiles and knowing looks. And he was watching Dylan, you know, Klebold and Harris on their way in their last moments before they became murderers. He remembered feeling the presence of evil at that moment, and he prayed briefly because he didn't know what else to do. And he learned later that in their presence, a lot of people felt the same way. On April 20th, they killed 12 students and one teacher, and then they killed themselves at Columbine High School. And he covered the tragedy. and its aftermath for the immediate community for about a year, which it still goes on today. Kid yourselves not. For the people that lost somebody, it still goes on today, 19 years later. This was, you know, during that time, that was a time of grief and trauma. And in the midst of it, he believed there was a window of time where you could really learn and pass along what had to be done to stop such a thing from happening in another community down the line. Unfortunately, that is not the case. Instead, the politicians and the mainstream media come in hyping the gun issue. They did it then. They do it every time. Everybody got focused on changing the laws that control guns. Family members of victims went to Washington, D.C. and were displayed by our president then, just as family members of new victims are being displayed by a president since then. Maybe now, I don't know. We had the Million Mom March in Denver. We debated closing the gun show loophole. Laws were changed. Everybody was focused on fixing Columbine High School and on building a memorial for those they lost. And some of those people focused on blaming one person after another for the loss and trying to make them pay. And that went on for months and months. And the focus did not help. That focus did not help other communities avoid similar tragedies. So what should we tell other communities now? Well, the first thing you can do is be engaged and watch your sons. Think about who is shooting in these schools. Think about who is killing innocents in Chicago. Think about who walked into a theater in Aurora and murdered people. How do we watch our sons, you may ask? That's a good question. If you're a parent, you just be a parent. If you're a community, you be a community. Get children more of what children need in their communities. Connect them in their daily lives and more, you know, with more than one adult. I had a football coach. I had a baseball coach. I had my gym teachers. I had my martial arts instructors. All of these guys were role models to me, in addition to my father. That's what happened back in the 60s and the 70s. These, you know, most of these people doing this are in adolescence in a lot of cases. And yes, we have to watch our sons. Then if we find something that they need help with, then we got to give them the help when they need it. And the help must be effective. According to Dr. Keith Abloh, a forensic psychiatrist, what all this gun legislation, restricting firearms or increasing background checks fails to address is the real problem, which is untreated mental illness and a mental health care system that is completely severed from anything like an ability to deliver outpatient services on an as-needed basis, sometimes involuntarily. So we've allowed our mental health care system to become decrepit. People are falling through gaping holes in the system. It really has nothing to do with guns, as we just saw in the mass shooting in Texas, and as we should have learned in 1927 when 38 children were killed with homemade explosives at a school. So the whole debate should be filibustered right off of the Senate floor. People shouldn't show up for this debate because this is a distraction. This is a sideshow. This is an excuse not to actually go do something about something that would actually prevent this stuff. Now, students proved this can work after Columbine when survivors of that shooting and their peers around the country started saying something about teens who showed warning signs of being troubled and dangerous. And some of those planned attacks got stopped. A grandmother stopped a planned attack the other day. Then we need to change the way we educate our children in high school. Something about that model that we currently have is causing our sons terrible pain. And everybody's child, I mean, my children are grown, and they have experienced moments. It happens with everybody. Some of the agony is caused simply by the way adolescents are and how they develop. And we really should examine our education system to see if there's something we can do to make high school safe emotionally as well as physically. And finally, this thought. Maybe we should pray for them, too. But here's the first thing you can do as a parent. When a teacher comes to you, and believe me, I'm with teachers, but if a teacher comes to you and says, your child needs to be medicated, and you look at your child and he's a male, you simply say no. You simply say no. Psychotropic drugs are not going to, they may make your son into a glazed, over-eyed, easy-to-control kid, but that's not who you gave birth to. That's not who is sitting in front of you. And once you get them into that, and they've got brains that are still developing, and you're exposing them to things that, I mean, listen to the stuff that they get out there today. Well, today, if you want to quit smoking, take Chantix. If you start having feelings of suicide, contact your physician immediately. I didn't realize when you started feeling symptoms of suicide, especially drug-induced symptoms of suicide, that you would have the presence of mind to say, I'm feeling thoughts of suicide. Perhaps I should call my physician. Maybe I should have a cigarette. I don't know. All of that stuff. I mean, I was reading today about Chris Cornell, the lead singer of Soundgarden and Audioslave and Temple of the Dog, who hung himself last year. And he was taking a bunch of drugs, prescribed, and his wife is convinced that those drugs caused him to hang himself. The night he hung himself, he was turning the lights on and off in their house. He was in Detroit. I don't know where their house was, but it's not in Detroit. He was using his phone app to turn their lights on and off, and she called him. And they had an argument, and then he hung himself. So, yeah, we don't need to let them be drugged. You got to be proactive with these kids. You got to be proactive with them. You've got to be involved in them, and you've got to engage them. And if they come to you and say, listen, I'd like to talk to you, then put down whatever it is you're doing because it'll wait. Put down your phone. Put down your iPad. Put down, you know, don't go play golf, whatever it is. It'll be there when you get back. And give them a moment. Give them a moment. Make them feel like what they are, which is your progeny. But it's got to start somewhere, and that's the first place it can start. And in the meantime, we also need to do provisions to make schools safer, but that's a discussion later on. Coming up next, Zach Campbell from AR 500 Armor, the world according to AR 500 Armor. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.